Good morning, everyone. It's so nice to see you and to see some of the parents joining the Talmidim for the Shir today. You know, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is associated with the concept of a bias. Yeah, the basic mitzvah is Nerish Ubeso. It's so nice to see many of the batim, many of the mishpachas, of the families of the Talmidim and the Shir joining us for the study of Torah this morning. I'd like to share my screen with you to make it a little bit easier to follow some of the makoros, and we'll try to bounce back and forth. I like to talk to the Talmidim. I don't like to talk to the screen, so we'll try to bounce back and forth so we'll be able to have an interactive share, but yet we'll look at the makoros as well. If you have any questions, feel free to ask along the way, and if you want, you can put your questions in the chat, and I'll try to take as many as I possibly can. We all know that there's an old minig to light Neres Chanukah in a Beis HaKnesses. And the source of this minig is in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Chanukah, here in page 4 in the handout, Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, U'madlikin u'mavarchim b'Beis HaKnesses mishum pirsumei nisa. That we light and we make a bracha lahadlak Ner Shel Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Shul. Now, this is aside from the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which we're all familiar with, to light in the home. We light in the home. Question is where we light, but we try to light a menorah in the home. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says that there's an old minig, not a mitzvah, but a minig, to light the Neres Chanukah in a Beis HaKnesses as well. Where does that come from? So the Beis Yosef, in his comments on the tour, the Beis Yosef was written on the tour to expand, to give the sources for the tour. So he outlines what he thinks is the proper halacha, and then he paskins that way in Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef gives us different sources for why we light the Neres Chanukah in Shul. He says, Nira shetiknu kein b'nei ha'orchim she'en lehem bayis lahadlik bo. U'kmo shetiknu kiddish b'vei sakneses mishem orchim da'ochlu v'shasu b'vei knishta. We know that there's also a minig to make kiddish on Friday night in Shul. And who's that for? So the Gemara in Pesachim explains that it's for the Archim. There were people who used to eat in the shul, they would sleep in the shul. So the minig developed, Chazal said that one should make Kiddush in the shul, Bitzibur, so that all those individuals who are staying in the shul can be Yotze Kiddush. We know that Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda. It's not enough just to make Kiddush and not to eat anything. A person can only be Yotze Kiddush if it's B'makom Suda. So that's why we are not Yotze Kiddush in shul. We come home and we recite Kiddush and then we eat a Suda. But for the Orchim, for those individuals who are going to be eating the Suda in Shul, they make Kiddush in order to allow them to be Yotze, the Kiddush B'makom Suda. And that Takana remained even after many fewer people stayed in the Shul. Nowadays, we don't really have people who are sleeping and eating in the Shul as much. But there are Shuls, nevertheless, that have kept to that minute to make Kiddush in Shul. Says the Beis Yosef, the source of lighting Neres Chanukah in Shul is similar. That we want everyone to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, in their bayis. Those people who are eating and sleeping in the shul is their bayis, so therefore we light the Neres Chanukah in order to be motzi those people who are staying in the shul. This is one reason that the Beis Yosef gives. And of course, even though we don't have people sleeping in the shul anymore, but the takana remained in its place, we still light the Neres Chanukah in the shul. But then the Beis Yosef adds another reason from the kolbo. V'chein kosav ha-kolbo, because of od tam acha, the kolbo adds another reason. Shu kadei lefarsim hanes b'fnei kol ha'am, hu lesader habrachos lefneihem, sheyesh baze pirsum gadol la'Hashem yizbarach, v'kidu shmo, k'shemavarchen oso b'makelos. The kolbo says the reason we light the Neres Chanukah in Shul is because it's a kiddush Hashem, it's a pirsum gadol. We know that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is associated with pirsumei nisa, to publicize the miracle of the Pach Shemen. So says the kolbo, this idea of lighting in shul emphasizes the pirsum anes. It's a pirsum berabim, and it's a kiddush Hashem. We're mevarech Hashem b'makelos in gatherings, in large people, in large groups. So that's a kiddush Hashem. That's why we're going to light in the Beis HaKnesses. The Rivash in a tshuva expands on this comment of the Kolbo. He says that of course the purpose of lighting in shul is to have this pirsum anes berabim, but the Rivash gives a further understanding as to why we want to publicize the miracle publicly. He says, "Vezel shon harivash b'tshuva haminig hazeh lahadlik b'beis haknesses minig vasikenhu mishum pirsumei nisa kevan she'ein anu yecholin l'kayim hamitzvah k'tikuna Lahadlik kol echad bepesach beisal mibachutz, nimnei shiyad ha'umos tekifa. We know the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light the Ner Chanukah on the doorway, the outside of the home, between the entrance of the home and the Rishus HaRabim. But nowadays, says the Rivash, we're no longer able to do that because we're afraid of persecution. The non-Jews are not going to allow us to perform the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. They might punish us, they might persecute us for doing that. So nowadays we're only lighting inside. Says the Rivash, Chazal wanted there to be a Pirsumei Nisa Barabim. He wanted there to be a public display of the Pirsumei Nisa. So that's why they instituted this minute to light in Shul. What is the Rivash referring to? So the Gemara in Shabbos has a Braisa. This is in Source 2. Tanu Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beisel mibachutz. The primary mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to put the menorah on the outside of the home. If a person lives in an upper story, lives in an apartment building, he can't put the Ner Chanukah outside his home and have it be in the Rishus HaRabim. It's not going to fulfill the requirement of Pirsumei Nisa because no one's going to see it in the hallway. So in such a case, a person puts it in his window. B'shas HaSakona, says the Gemara, Menichal Shulchan HaVedaya. But B'shas HaSakona, if we're afraid of persecution, that the non-Jews will not treat us properly, if we light the Ner Chanukah on Pesach Beisel Mibachutz, or if we put it in the Chalon HaSmuchel Rishus HaRabim. So nowadays, says the Gemara, B'shas HaSakona, Menichal Shulchan HaVedaya, you put the Ner Chanukah on the Shulchan, inside the home. We're not mefarsim the Nes to the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, but rather, we're only mefarsim the Nes to the B'nai Bayis. The Pirsumei Nisa, the object of the Pirsumei Nisa, according to the Gemara, can change. The Ikar Takana has that the Pirsumei Nisa should be for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. But B'shas HaSakana, if we're afraid of Sakana, so then the Pirsumei Nisa shifts, the object changes, and now the object of that Pirsumei Nisa is the B'nai Bayis. So comes the Rivash, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and says, the purpose of lighting Ner Chanukah and the Beis HaKnesses is the fact that we always want it to be a Pirsumei Nisa B'Rabim. Even B'shas HaSakana, that we're not going to light outside, we're not going to light in the window, we always want there to be a public display of the miracle of the Pach Shemin. So how are we going to do that? If we're afraid of the Sakana, how can we have a Pirsumei Nisa B'Rabim? So Chazal came up with the idea that there is one public place that we're not afraid that the non-Jews are going to come, and that's the Shul. So in Shul, we can light the Neiros Chanukah, and that will be a public display of the miracle. That, says the Rivash, is the source of this minute to light the Neiros Chanukah in Shul. There are those who have the custom of lighting Neiros Chanukah in any public gathering, based on this same principle. Even though Bizman Azeh, we've started to light in the window again, we're not as much afraid of persecution from the non-Jews, but the takana of lighting in the shul, the takana of lighting in public areas, remains. So there are those who claim that maybe, as part of that minig, we should light in any public gathering. Let's say a person has a get-together on Chanukah with family. Or let's say there's a chasana that's held on Chanukah. Maybe the Neiros Chanukah should be lit there. We know there are some who light in Rockefeller Center. There's a public lighting. So this is all based on an extension of the minig of lighting in shul. There's the feeling that maybe one should light the Neiros Chanukah in public gatherings because that's a Pirsumei Nisa B'Rabim. And perhaps there's room for such a hadlaka, but the poskim point out that it's better not to make a bracha when one lights the Neiros Chanukah in public gatherings aside from shul. Because since the Iker Minig, the primary Minig, was to light the Neiros Chanukah in shul, to have the Pirsumei Nisa B'Rabim, so that's the extent of the Minig, of the real Minig, to light in public gatherings. So for that kind of lighting, we're going to recite a bracha. But for other lightings, since it's questionable, there are those who raise the question, how can we recite a bracha on a Minig in general? So at least in the shul, since that's the primary Minig, we are going to recite the bracha on the lighting. But for any other public gathering, even if there might be an inyan, there might be value to lighting the Neiros Chanukah in a public gathering, but we're not going to recite a brach on that hadlok. When do we light the Neiros Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses? When we have a minyan asar, when we have 10 people together. This is based on what the Kolbo says, that the minig is to light the Neiros Chanukah b'makelos. Let's just look at the chat for a moment to see the questions. Okay, no questions on the shir as of yet. the Kolbo had pointed out that that the inyan of lighting Neiras Chanukah in the shul is to be mevarechas Hashem b'makhelos, in gatherings, to bless Hashem, to praise Hashem in gatherings. So this would seem to imply that one is only supposed to light the Neiras Chanukah in the shul b'makhelos if there's a minyan asara. Where does the Kolbo get this term b'makhelo? So he's alluding to a Gemara in Ksubas on Avzayin Amid Beis. We know that Sheva Brachas is only recited in front of 10 people. You have to have 10 people at a chuppah, even if during COVID it was difficult to get large gatherings for a chasana, but the minimum, the smallest amount that we need, smallest number of people is 10. We need 10 people for the chuppah because we can't recite the Sheva Brachas without 10. And as well, throughout the week of Sheva Brachas, we always try to have 10 people together, 10 men, in order to be able to say Sheva Brachas. Why is that? So the Gemara Ksubas says, Minayin leBirchas Chasanim ba'asara. How do we know you need 10 people for Birchas Chasanim? So there are different psukim given. Rabbi Avo Amar Mehocha b'makhelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. Rabbi Avo says that it's from a pasuk in Tehillim, b'makhelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem, that you should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makhelos in gatherings. So says the Kolbo, this is the same idea. The minig to light the Ner Chanukah in Shul is to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makhelos. It's for this reason that there are Ma Paskins that one should light the Neiras Chanukah between Mincha and Maariv. This is the Ramah in Tafresh Ayin Aleph. He says, V'noag in lahadlik b'veis haknesses bein Mincha l'Maariv. V'yesh noag in lahadlik b'erev Shabbos kodem Mincha. The Ramah says the minig is to light between Mincha and Maariv because that's when you have a tzibur. If you're going to light before Mincha, sometimes it's difficult to ensure that you'll have a minyan asara before the Mincha. The people are coming in the last minute. So the minig developed that we light the Neiras Chanukah between Mincha and Maariv in order to have a minyan. So that's why the Ramah asks, what do you do Erev Shabbos? If you light between Mincha and Maariv, it might be after Shkia, it might be very close to Shkia, there'll be a problem. So what should you do? Zok the Ramah, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, you should light before Mincha. Light before Mincha. But where's the minyan? So the Magen Avraham says that maybe the Ramah is not so concerned. The Ramah feels that if the minyan comes later and they're able to see the Neiras Chanukah later, then that will be the Pirsumei Nisa. L'chatchila, one should have the minyan at the time when you make the bracha, like the Kolbo says, L'vareches Hashem b'makhelos. But b'dievet, as long as you have a minyan, at some time later that they see the Neiras Chanukah, that should be sufficient. The Shari Tshuva quotes from the Mor Uktzia, who disagrees. The Mor Uktzia, this is in Shari Tshuva, Sivkot Nches, Ayin le'el, mashakasa b'shem mor uktzia, d'cholik al ze, ela kevin shu persumen isa, tzarech sheye'eda b'shas maisa. The mor uktzia says that you have to have the 10 at the time of the bracha. And if you don't have 10 people at the time of the bracha, then you can't recite the bracha on the Neiras Chanukah in shul. That's a big chumrah. He says if you're not going to have the 10 people before the Mincha Erev Shabbos, then you can light the Neiras Chanukah, but you're not going to be able to recite a bracha on that, because according to the Kolbo, the bracha is only recited if you light the Neiras Chanukah in shul in front of 10 people. So if you're going to start Mincha quickly and people are running into shul, you don't have 10 people, so then you're not going to be able to make a bracha. It's good to keep to the minhag to light the Neiras Chanukah in shul, but the Mor Uktzia suggests that one is not going to be able to light with a bracha in such a case. Many others are not as machmer. Strictly speaking, from the Ramah, you get the impression that you could light with a bracha even if there's no minyan. As long as the minyan comes later, that's okay. But it's important, lechatchila, one really should have the minyan together when you actually light the Neiras Chanukah. Of course, Matzei Shabbos, when do we light Neiras Chanukah in shul? After Maariv. You can't light before Maariv. You haven't said Havdol in Tefillah yet. But after Maariv, then they light the Neiras Chanukah in shul. It's interesting to point out that even though the focus of the Ramah is lighting Neiras Chanukah between Mincha Maariv, after Maariv, lighting Neiras Chanukah in Shul at night, from the Prima Godim, you get the impression that there was a minig to light the Neiras Chanukah in Shul even for Shachris as well. And many do this. Many Shuls light the menorah for Shachris too, but we don't make a bracha on that hadlaka. Only for the hadlaka at night do we make a bracha. That's the Ikar hadlaka, patterned after the lighting in the home, which is also at night, it's not during the day. But there's this minig that we want the menorah to be burning even during Shachris as well, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, it was burning a little bit during the day. So we want the menorah to be burning during the day as well. How long do the neiros have to last when we light the menorah in shul? So we know that when it comes to the regular mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the basic mitzvah, the neiros are supposed to burn for chatzi shah, for a half an hour. What's that based on? So that's a gemara. That's a gemara. Gemara says in Shabbos, most of the halachas of Ner Chanukah are found in Shabbos. Since the Mishnayos in the second parak are talking about the psilos and the shmonim, the wicks and the oils that we're allowed to use for Ner Shabbos, so the Gemara segues into talking about Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara in Daf Chafalef Amid Bey says, Mitzvah mishetishka chama chetichle regel minashuk. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light from tishka chama, from sunset, until tichle regel minashuk, until there's no one walking around in the marketplace. Again, the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to be mefarsem the nes, to publicize the miracle to the passers-by. So the proper time to publicize the miracle is when people are going to be passing by. Tichle regel minashuk is a time that you can't be mefarsim the nes for these individuals anymore, so therefore there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. How long is that amount of time? So the Rishonim, the Rif, and the Rambam say that it's chatzi shah, it's a half hour. That's the basic amount of time. The Rambam, though, has a very interesting language over here. The Rambam writes that even though chatzi shah is the basic shear, that's the basic measurement, but it's not so precise. The Rambam in Ilchas Chanukah Perek Dalet Halacha Hey writes, "Ein madlik in eres Chanukah kodem shetishcha chama, ela im shkiyasa, lo ma'achin v'lo makdimin." The Rambam is very careful to say that you have to light the eres Chanukah at shkiya. Now, there are many Rishonim who disagree that now bizman hazeh we're lighting inside. Many people still are lighting inside. A person who lives in an apartment building on the 6th or 7th floor, he's not going to be mefarsim the neis to the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, so the object of his Pirsume Nisa is the B'nai Bayis. He's only lighting inside. So there are Rishonim who say that if you're lighting inside, you don't have to light exactly at Shkia. Many people are Mekel, people are at work, they're away, they're not able to light at Shkia. Shkia, you know, Shkia this week is going to be around 4:30, 4:45, somewhere around there. It's pretty early in the day, in the evening. So it's hard for people to light then. So there are many who are makel to assume that one can light later, because the primary Pirsumei Nisa nowadays is really for the B'nai HaBayis. And even if the Pirsumei Nisa is for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, we're talking about people who are going to be driving back and forth in our communities. Most of the Jews that are going to be driving back and forth and walking back and forth, they're not even there at 4:30. It's only at 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock. That's when people actually come home. So that's why many light after Shkia. But what does the Rambam say? How long is one supposed to light? He says, this year is Mishatishka Chama Chetichle Regel Menashuk. The Kama Uzman Zeh, says the Rambam, Kemo Chatzi Shah O Yoser. It's approximately a half an hour, or maybe a little bit more. What an interesting language in the Rambam. He doesn't say that it's precisely a half an hour. He says, give or take, it's about a half an hour. Now that makes a lot of sense, because how can you time it perfectly? It's not like all the B'nai Rishus HaRabim are going to be inside exactly half an hour after Shkia. So the Rambam says the Zman is somewhat elastic. It can be a little bit more, because it depends when the B'nai Rishus HaRabim are going to be coming home. The Briskirov pointed out that from the Rambam you get the impression that the Shir of Tichle Regel Menashuk, the final time, right, the amount of time that you have to let the candles, you have to let the oil burn, it's a function of when the B'nai Rishus HaRabim are no longer going to be walking around outside. So if you live in an area that the B'nai Rishus HaRabim are walking around very late at night, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, so then there might be a chiyuv to keep your Neres Chanukah burning until that point in time. They tell a story that when the Briskerov lived in Yerushalayim, close to Mea Shearim, he lived opposite the old Edison Theater. Now they tore down the Edison Theater, they built apartment buildings there. But he used to live opposite the Edison Theater. And he was machmir to have his Neres Chanukah burning until the end of the last show. The last show in the Edison Theater must have been, I don't know, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. He would leave his Neres Chanukah burning until the end of the last show. Because he felt that that's the Pirsumei Nisa that you have to do. According to the Rambam, the Shir of Tichle Regel Menashuk is Chatzi Shah. You know, Kamo Chatzi Shah O Yoser. So the Briskerov felt that there are Jews coming out of the movie theater. So there still could be a Pirsumei Nisa late at night. So he left his Neres Chanukah burning until the end of the last show. And it would seem as though that's the appropriate thing. A person who lives in an area where there are people going in the street, they're going out to Mariv late at night, and you'll be able to be Mefarsim the Neis to them. So, Matov, it's good to leave the Neres Chanukah burning a little bit longer. Let's say a person is lighting inside, and his Pirsumei Nisa is not for the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim, but rather for the Bnei Abayis, or people in his home. So maybe he shouldn't have to leave the Neres Chanukah burning even half an hour. The whole shear of half an hour is for the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim. But if you don't have Bnei Rosh HaSarabim, so then once you light the Neres Chanukah, and people have seen the Neres Chanukah, so that should be sufficient. Every year people ask, do I have to go back in and watch the Neres Chanukah? No, there's no need to watch the Neres Chanukah for half an hour. As long as you see the Neres Chanukah burning, then one can be yotzei the mitzvah. So perhaps inside the home, maybe there's no requirement to keep the Neres Chanukah burning even for half an hour. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the poskim that no. Mishnah Berurah says that half an hour is the minimum. Since that was the Iker Takana, poskim say that one should light at least for half an hour. One should light at least for half an hour. Okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now that could have practical application for the Beis HaKnesses as well. Because in the Beis HaKnesses, one is being mefarsim the neis to people who are in shul, but if everyone is going home afterwards, there's no need to leave. There should be no need to leave the Neres Chanukah burning. What's the purpose? You're not going to be mefarsim the neis to anyone else. So if you assume, like the Mishnah Berurah, that the minimum shear for the Neres Chanukah is half an hour, so then one should have to leave the Neres Chanukah burning in shul for half an hour. Now, in most circumstances, during the week, it's not such a big deal. Because if you're going to light between Mincha and Mariv, and you're going to sing Mos Tzur, which takes a little bit of time, and then you're going to daven Mariv, so when push comes to shove, when Mariv finishes, it's already about 15, 20 minutes. So to have someone stay for an extra 10 minutes is not a big deal. If you're afraid of a fire hazard, it's not such a big deal to keep someone there for 10 more minutes. Matzei Shabbos, though, it really is a tircha, because then we light after Mariv. So to force someone to stay for half an hour if you're afraid of the fire hazard in the shul, so that could be a big tircha. Is there any room to be mekel? So there's an interesting Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe quotes a kovetz that wants to suggest that maybe if you're lighting inside, then there's no need to keep the Neres Chanukah burning for the full Chatzi Shah. He says, if a kovetz echad matzasi kosev ezel ashona besvar macherim matzasi kosev de bezman hazeh ein shir l'neres chanukah, umehai taim amish mishirotza lokeach neres ketanim avu b'shein dolkim kim zman mut. The kovetz echad, the minhoge maharash ostreich, the kovetz echad says that bezman hazeh that we're lighting inside, if a person finds himself in a circumstance that he's not being mefarsim the neis to the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim, but rather to Bnei Bayis, to people inside the home, then you shouldn't have to have neiros that will burn for half an hour. The Darkei Moshe says, afilu achi ein nachon likach ma'at shir l'ner. He says it's not really so appropriate to do that, but the reality is the Kovetz says that there is such a possibility. So someone has suggested that maybe the only time that we might apply such an approach is in shul. Since in shul, the whole hadlok is only a minig ba'alma anyway. It's only a minig, so b'makom tircha, maybe there's room to be mekel. Again, most would say that it's best to be machmer, to leave the candles burning for half an hour. You could put some kind of protective carpet in the shul to prevent any sparks from coming, and it won't be a fire hazard. There are many shuls that do leave the Neres Chanukah burning. There's no mitzvah to put more than a half hour's worth of oil in the cups, but you can put a half an hour's worth of oil in the cups. Nothing will happen. So there are many shuls that actually do light for half an hour. But if a shul is concerned for the sakana, then perhaps there is room to be mekel that since it's only a minute to light the Neres Chanukah in shul, and the Pirsumei Nisa is really only for those who are in shul, then you're not really adding to the Pirsumei Nisa. Once people leave, then perhaps you should be able to blow out the Neros after you leave. But if a person is lighting in their home, presumably one should be machmir for the Mishnah Berurah. One should assume that even bizman hazeh, the minimum shir, the light in Neres Chanukah is half an hour. You should keep the candles burning for that amount of time. If a person puts more oil in the cup than you need for half an hour, and then you want to go somewhere, you have to leave, and you're afraid to leave the Neres burning, then of course you can extinguish the Ner, because you only had in mind to light it for the half an hour. And in fact, you should have kavana that you don't want any of the oil to be miskadesh. It shouldn't have any kedusha, any oil that lasts beyond the first half hour that you have to light the nair. Have in mind that any oil that's left over, have in mind this at the beginning of the Yom Tov, that any oil that's left over from the Neres Chanukah, you should be able to dispose of. Because if you don't have that in mind, then there might be a chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that you might actually have to burn that oil. It has a status of kachim, and you're not allowed to just get rid of it. You'd have to burn it. So it's good to have the tenai in mind, to have that condition in mind, that you don't want to be mekadesh any of the oil. But if you have to go somewhere, then as long as you leave the Neres Chanukah burning for half an hour, then that should be sufficient, and then you'd be able to put out the Neres. But in shul, since it's only a minig, some claim that perhaps you could be mekel to put out the Neres even before the half an hour. Let's see if there are any questions on the chat. Okay, in our backyard we have an outdoor minyan. Should we light Chanukah candles? Rabbi Shechter just came out with a tshuva specifically for COVID. He said that only in the main shul should you light the Neres Chanukah with a bracha. Or actually, only in the main shul should you really light the Neres Chanukah. It's not considered a Beis HaKnesses unless it's for this halacha, unless it's dumya to the mikdash, so only in the main shul. Is the obligation to light in shul connected to the concept of a tzibur? Does it make sense to say that once the tzibur has left, we can extinguish the flames? It does make sense, but the problem is that if we assume that the minig of lighting in the shul is patterned after the ikar mitzvah, so if for the ikar mitzvah, for the primary mitzvah, we say that there's a minimum shir given of half an hour, so then in shul, the minimum shir should also be half an hour. So even though fundamentally it's connected to a tzibur, so you are madlik in front of the tzibur, but it could be that the neros actually have to last for half an hour, even if the tzibur is no longer there. Someone asked, so even on the drabbanon of addition of Chanukah, the oil is hektish. If you want it to be part of the mitzvah, so then it is going to be niskadesh, unless you have a tenai that it's not going to be niskadesh. Can someone be yotze the mitzvah berabim, i.e. with a large menorah, and lighting with a bracha? First of all, this is the next point that we're going to discuss. You cannot be yotze your own chiyuv of lighting an abayis with the hadlaka berabim. There's a separate minig to light in public areas, but that's a separate minig. The basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah still can only be fulfilled in one's bayis. So even if you see the hadlaka in shul, you still have to go home and light at home. So no, one cannot be yotze with a large hadlaka. You can't be yotze your personal mitzvah. Would lighting next to a window be considered for your family or for the public? If people can see the neros through the window, then it can be considered a public lighting. Sometimes people ask, if you live on the fourth floor of the apartment building, it's already more than 20 amos higher than the Rishis HaRabim, can you be yotze the Persume Nisa for the Bnei Rishis HaRabim, for people outside of the home? The answer is that if there's an apartment building right opposite you that has Jewish people on the fourth or fifth floor, and they can see the Neros Chanukah that you're lighting, then yes, you can have a Persume Nisa for those Bnei Rishis HaRabim. They are people outside of your home. There's no question that the Persume Nisa is also for members of the home, but it's for the people on the outside as well, if you can be mefarsim for them and you're not afraid of any sakana. Okay, let's move on to the next issue. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the Shliach Tzibur, who lights the Neros Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses, when he comes home, he has to light again. The Shliach Tzibur who lights in the Beis HaKnesses has to make all the brachas, the Mishnah Berurah says. But then, when he comes home, let's see, where are we? This is a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Aleph. Here it is. The Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu hashat shebirat b'beis HaKnesses sarach lachzor lahadlik b'veiso di'eshchiv al kol echad lahadlik b'veiso. Mishnah Berurah says, of course, the Shliach Tzibur, who makes the bracha, who is madlik in shul, he makes all the brachas, and the first night he'll say, Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, she'asunisim laboseinu, shechiyanu, he says all the brachas in shul, but then when he comes home, he has to light again and make all the brachas again. U'mikol makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, lo yachzir loma beveso bircha shechiyanu, im lo shemadlik lahotzi ishto b'nei beiso. Mishnah Berurah says, he'll say, Lahadlik and she'asunisim in the hadlaka, on the hadlaka at home, but he should only say Shechiyanu if he's coming to be motzi bonav ubnei beiso, if he's coming to be motzi other members of his household, then he should make all three brachas, even shechianu. But if he's living alone, let's say, and he's only coming to be yotze his chiyuv to light the menorah in his home, then if he made shechianu in the shul, then he doesn't make shechianu at home. What's the difference? What's the Mishnah Berurah referring to? So the Shaar HaTzion points out that this idea is quoted from the Sefer Zera Emes. Shaar HaTshuva quotes from the Sefer Zera Emes this concept that if a person makes the shechianu on the hadlaka in shul, he doesn't repeat that bracha at home unless he's coming to be motzi someone else. If he's coming to be motzi someone else, yotza motzi tells me that I can make all of the brachas that I made previously. But if he's not coming to be motzi someone else, then he shouldn't make the bracha again. Why? Because we paskin that zman omro afilu b'shuk. When it comes to saying shechianu for a yomtif, you don't need to say the shechianu over a kos like we do on yomtif. That's the best way to do it. That's how Chazal were misakin that you're supposed to say shechianu. But it doesn't have to be recited that way. You can say shechianu even bashuk, even in the marketplace, even without the context of the kos. So the Zera Emes says the same should be true for Chanukah. The shechianu is on the yomtif of Chanukah. It's not necessarily connected to the hadlokas ha-menorah, to the lighting of the menorah. So even if you cannot be yotze your mitzvah of lighting the menorah by lighting in shul, but the shechianu that you recited in shul can work for your personal shechianu, because the shechianu is for the yomtiv, it's not necessarily for the lighting per se. So says the Zera Emes, when you come home, if you're coming to be motzi someone else, then you can make the shechianu for them. But if you're not coming to be motzi someone else, you will yotze shechianu for the yomtiv with the shechianu that you recited on the hadlaka in shul. So even though the hadlaka you do at home, it is a mitzvah, it's not like the minig of the hadlaka in shul. It's a different maisa. But nevertheless, the shechianu that you recited in shul can cover you, because the shechianu is not for the lighting of the menorah, but rather it's for the yomtiv of Chanukah. Now this idea that the shechianu that we recite in conjunction with the lighting of the Neres Chanukah is not actually for the hadlokas Ner Chanukah, but rather it's for the yomtiv of Chanukah, that's not at all so simple. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav writes that, let's say a person forgets to recite shechianu the first day of Yom Tov. Hamadlik b'leil rishon mevarek imol brachas hadlik ner Chanukah v'shasanisim v'shechianu. V'imlo bireich zman b'leil rishon mevarek b'leil sheni o kesheyizka. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you forgot shechianu the first night, when you were lying there as Chanukah, you forgot shechianu, then you can make the bracha b'leil sheni o kesheyizka, or when you remember. Interesting that it says you can make the bracha b'leil sheni. So says the Mishnah Berurah, why does the Shulchan Aruch pick on b'leil sheni? What does Oke Sheyizka mean? Mitzvah Nolom Oke Sheyizka B'Shar Alelos B'Shas Hadloka Levush. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch means to tell us that if you remember Shechianu on the successive nights when you light the Neres Chanukah, then you can recite Shechianu on the Hadloka. But let's say you lit the Neres Chanukah on the second night or the third night and you did not remember Shechianu even then, it sounds like you still can't make a Shechianu, because the Shechianu is linked to the Hadloka of the Ner Chanukah. The Mnizkar Achar Hadloka Einu Mevarech B'Laila Zu'od, says the Mishnah Berurah, from the Levush, from many Achronim, you get the impression that the Shechianu was instituted on the Hadloka of the Ner Chanukah, on the lighting of the Ner Chanukah. So if you remember at the time that you're lighting, then you can recite the Shechianu. But if you don't remember, then you don't recite the Shechianu on the Yom Tov. So in the Shaar HaTzion, in Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Pischei Olam B'Shem Yeshua's Yaakov, and he says it's a tzarechi, and let's say a person forgets to say Shechianu all 8 days of Chanukah. He lights the Neres Chanukah, but he forgets to recite the Shechianu. He says, tzarechi, and if on the 8th day you can recite Shechianu on the Yom Tov itself. He quotes the Meiri that seems to say that you can recite Shechianu on the Yom Tov, but he's not sure. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it, but tzarechi. So it's interesting. In the case of the person who didn't recite Shechianu on his personal lighting of the Neres Chanukah, the Mishnah Berurah has it, tzarechi. He doesn't know, is the Shechianu instituted on the lighting of the Neres Chanukah? Is it instituted on the Yom Tov? He's unclear about that. And here, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that the Shliach Tzibur who lights the Neres Chanukah in Shul, he's supposed to light Neres Chanukah at home, but he only recites the Shechianu again if he's Motzi ben Ebeso, but if not, then he doesn't recite the Shechianu again. There's no Tzorech Ian. He doesn't recite the Shechianu again for himself because he was already Yotze in Shul. So, which is the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah? Does he hold that you're Yotze with a Shechianu even if it's not connected to the lighting of the Neres Chanukah? Or does he say that you're not Yotze with the Shechianu? Is it a Sarachian? Is it a Suffolk? Or does he know for sure that you're going to be Yotze with a Shechianu that's recited not in the context of lighting the Neres Chanukah? The answer is the Mishnah Berurah is Machmer for both Shitas. He's machmer to assume maybe you are Yotze with a Shechianu that you recite outside the context of lighting the Neres Chanukah. But maybe you're not Yotze. So therefore, the Shliach Tzibur, who recites Shechianu the first night of lighting the Neres Chanukah in Shul, he cannot recite the Shechianu when he goes home if he's not being Motzi his Bnei Bayis, because maybe he was Yotze Shechianu in Shul. So we have to be machmer for that Shita. But on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah, in the Sharet Zion, in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Vav, he has a suffix. He's not sure if you're on the eighth night of Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah, let's say, and you forgot to say Shechianu when you lived near his Chanukah for all 8 days, what should be the din? Can you recite Shechianu on the Yom Tov? So there, the Mishnah Berurah says Tzarachin, whether you can. Why? Because he's Machmer. He doesn't know. Maybe you talk a word Yotze. Maybe you were Yotze with the... Maybe you can't be Yotze with the Shechianu that you recite outside the context of lighting the Neres Chanukah. And since you're not lighting the Neres Chanukah anymore, it's the eighth day, then you can't recite Shechianu anymore. Shechianu perhaps was not instituted on the Yom Tov, so you're not going to be able to recite Shechianu outside the context of lighting the menorah. So it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is machmer for both sides. He assumes that maybe Shechianu was instituted on the Yom Tov, so the Shliach Tzibur should not recite Shechianu on his personal hadlaka at home unless he's coming to be Motzi his Bnei Bayis. But on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah is machmer that if a person didn't recite Shechianu throughout the days of Chanukah, whenever he lit the menorah, then he should not recite Shechianu stam on the Yom Tov on the eighth day of Chanukah. Okay, let's see any questions in the chat. Is he considered being motzi his wife, or does Ishto Kagufo say that she was yotze with his original lighting? No, he can be motzi his wife because the lighting in the shul. She cannot be Yotze with the lighting in the shul. Right? He can't even be Yotze with the lighting in the shul. But certainly the wife was not Yotze with the lighting in the shul because she didn't see the lighting. So when he comes home, if he's lighting for his wife, then he can say Shechianu for that hadlaka because she did not hear the bracha of Shechianu yet. So he certainly can be Motzi her. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch that we started with makes the very important comment that not only do we light in shul, but we make a bracha on that hadlaka. Right? This was the first comment of the Shulchan Aruch that we saw together. Here it is, in page 4. Umadlikin umavarchin beveis haknesses mishum persumei nisa. We can light the Neres Chanukah and we make a bracha as well. The Shari Tshuva in Os Vav quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, who asks the kashim, he says, there seems to be a contradiction in the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh paskens that for Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, we don't make a bracha. Yes, the Mechaber paskens, like the Rambam, that for Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, we do not make a bracha. This is in Simen Tov Chof Beis, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Sif Beis, V'korim Hallel B'dilug Beim Yachid Beim B'tzibur, V'yeshomim She'atzibur Mevarchen La B'tchila Likros HaHallel, etc., V'yesh omim sha'af ha-tzibur ein mevarchan al olav l'batchila v'l'basof zedas ha-ramam v'chinogim b'chol eretz Yisrael u'siyo se'al. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the position of the Rambam that for Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, we don't make a bracha. Bein b'yachid bein b'tzibur. Then the Rambam dutifully points out that others argue v'yesh omim d'gam yachid mevarich olav v'chinogim b'mdinos eilum. The Rambam says that there are those who claim that even a yachid, not only a tzibur, but even a yachid would make a bracha for Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So there's a machlokes from one extreme to the other. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam, who says that on Rosh Chodesh we don't make a bracha on Hallel, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. And the Rambam says, no, that on Rosh Chodesh we make a bracha on Hallel, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. From one extreme to the other. So the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Chanukah quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, who asked the steer in the Mechaber, that we know Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. It's a minig, it's not a halacha, it's a minig. That's what the Rambam writes. That Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Aval barashe chadashim kriyas ahalal minig ve'ein a mitzvah. It's a minig, it's not a mitzvah. And the Rambam says, ve'ein mevarchen alav she'en mevarchen al haminig. Why does the Rambam say that on halal of Rosh Chodesh we don't make a bracha? Because it's only a minig, and we don't make a bracha on a minig. So if the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that on halal of Rosh Chodesh we don't make a bracha, so why does the Mechaber paskin that when it comes to lighting the Neres Chanukah in a Beis HaKnesses, we do make a bracha, it's only a minig? If the Rambam assumes that halal of Rosh Chodesh is a minig, and that's why we don't make a bracha on it, because we don't make a bracha on a minig, so then presumably, if the Mechaber paskins like that Rambam in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, then in Hilchos Chanukah as well, the Mechaber should paskin that since lighting in a Beis HaKnesses is only a minig, it's not a mitzvah derabanan, it's a lower level. It's a minig that Chazal instituted. But it's not a mitzvah. It's a different level. So because it's only a minig, presumably if the Mechaber follows the position of the Rambam, then you shouldn't be making a bracha on that lighting. This kasha is not a kasha on the Ramah. The Ramah says that for halal of Rosh Chodesh, we do make a bracha. So apparently the Ramah feels that even on a minig, one could make a bracha. So for the Ramah, there's no shaila. The Ramah says, of course you make a bracha on lighting Neres Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses, even if it is a minig, because the Ramah holds that you make a bracha even on a minig. But if the Rambam holds you don't make a bracha on a minig, and the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, so why, when it comes to Neres Chanukah, does the Mechaber paskin that you light Neres Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses and you make a bracha on that? That's the famous question that the Chacham Tzvi asked on the Mechaber. What's the answer? What's the answer to this question? So there are a number of different answers given. I'd like to share with you the following answer. Why don't you make a bracha on a minig according to the Rambam? What's the svar? So we find a very interesting Gemara. Gemara in Sukkah quotes a machlokas amaroim about arava, itmar. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub, and Levi chad amar, arava yisod nevim, chad amar, arava minig nevim. The custom we have, the it's hard to call it, it's not a mitzvah, but the fact that we go with the arava on Hoshana Rabbah, right, we pick up the arava, we beat the arava, what is that? So there's a machlokas amaroim, is that a yisod nevim, or is that a minig nevim? I can't call it a mitzvah because it's not a mitzvah. It's either Yisod Nevi'im, some kind of takana, or it's a minig. What's the difference? The Gemara has a whole discussion, what's the answer to that question? But what's the difference whether it's Yisod Nevi'im or it's a minig Nevi'im? So Rashi says, V'nafkamina de lo baya bracha, de lekala meimer vitzivanu, da filu bechlal lo sasar lesa. Rashi says, if it's only a minig Nevi'im, we're not going to make a bracha on it, because you can't say vitzivanu. We know the Gemara in Shabbos says that why do we make brachas even on mitzvahs derabanan? Like Ner Chanukah. Gemara tells us, what's the bracha of Ner Chanukah, my Mevarech? Barech, Mevarech, Hashem Kedushanu, B'mitzvosu, V'tzivanu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. V'heichan Tzivanu? How can you say V'tzivanu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah? Rav Avya Amar, Milososer? The Pasuk says, Lososer, Min Adavar, Asher Yagid Lucha Yomun Usmol. That there's a Bez Nagodl in Yerushalayim, who represents all of Chazal, right, all of the Chachamim, and you have to listen to what the Bez Nagodl says. So in a similar way, we have to listen to all the Takonos of Chazal. So if Chazal tells us to light Ner Chanukah, Lo Sosser tells us that we have to make a bracha on that takon. So comes Rashi and says that if you held Arava is a minig Nevi'im, you wouldn't make a bracha on it. If you held Yisod Nevi'im, you would make a bracha. Why? Because on a minig, you can't say Vitzivanu. Vitzivanu relates to mitzvahs derabanan. It relates to mitzvahs deraisa, relates to mitzvahs derabanan. But you have to have a mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then you can't say Vitzivanu. So on a minig, Rashi says, you're not going to make a bracha. The Ramah obviously would disagree. The Ramah would say that minhagim are also included within lo sasar, so therefore you can say vitzivanu, you can't make a bracha. But Rashi says you can't make a bracha on minhagim because it's not included within lo sasar, so you can't say vitzivanu. So at first glance you'd say that's the Rambam shita. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha on a minig; it's not bechlal lo sasar, so you can't say vitzivanu. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim writes explicitly that even minhagim are included within lo sasar. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim talks about a zokein mamre, someone who argues with the Bez Nagodol is put to death. One is supposed to listen to the Bez Nagodol. It says al pi haTorah asher yoruchah v'al hamishpat asher yomer lecha ta'aseh. You're supposed to listen. That's a mitzvah saseh. And there's a mitzvah lo saseh lo sasar mikol hadavar asher yagid lecha. You're not allowed to disagree with the Bez Nagodol. What's included within the psokim of the Bez Nagodol? What do you have to listen to? So the Rambam says there are three categories. First of all, Torah Shebal Peh, Halacha L'Moshe Mi Sinai, anything that's learnt Mi Pi Hashmua, that's one category. Then there's the category of something that's learned from the Yud Gimel Midos, all drushes of Chazal. And then there's a third category, says the Rama. Ve'echad dvarim sha'asu osan siyog l'torah, ulefima sha'ashot tzricha, ve'hem agzeros ve'hatakonos ve'hamin hagos. The Rambam says included within Lo Sosar is siyogim, different enactments of the Chachamim that they felt were important to make, lefi shah, which includes gzeros, takonos, minhagos, minhagei chazal are included within Lo Sosar. So the Pella is, the Rambam agrees with Rashi and Sukkah that you don't make a bracha on a minig. And yet, even though Rashi says the reason why we don't make a bracha on a minig is because it's not bechlal lo sasser, it's not included within lo sasser, the Rambam explicitly in Hilchas Mamrim says that minhagim are included within lo sasser. The question is, if they're bechlal lo sasser, why does the Rambam say that you don't make a bracha on a minig? The Briskei Rav in Hilchas Brachas has a very famous piece where he wants to suggest the following. That the Rambam holds, of course, since minhagim are included within lo sasser, you can say vitzivanu on a minig. The word vitzivanu makes sense even for a minig, because it is bechlal lo sasser. So why don't we make a bracha on a minig? Because a minig is not as choshev as a mitzvah, the Rabbanim. That's the answer. Chazal were only kovei a bracha. Chazal instituted a bracha only on an action that's a davar choshev. That's something significant. A mitzvah d'oraisa, that's a maisa choshev. That's a significant action. A mitzvah d'rabbanan, that's a significant action. A minig, it is lo sasser, it's bechlal lo sasser, you have to listen to the chachamim, but it's not as significant as a mitzvah derabbanan, and therefore Chazal did not institute a bracha for a minig. That's the sheet of the Rambam. But the Rambam says, I can give you a circumstance where even a minig does have a chashivas. And maybe you will recite a bracha on a minig. What kind of a minig? I thought you just said that a minig is not a davar chashiv. No, if the exact action that you're doing, betoras minig, you're doing it because of the minig. If that same action exists in another context as a mitzvah d'rabbanan or as a mitzvah d'araisa, so then that action has the status of a mitzvah. It doesn't have the status of a minig. You might be doing it because of the minig, but it's the same action as a maisa mitzvah, because in a different context, it's a maisa mitzvah. For such a minig, the Rambam would say, you'll make a bracha. Because it is within Lo Sasser, so you can say Vitzivanu, and if it has the status of a mitzvah, it has a Torah's mitzvah attributed to it. If this Maisa is a Maisa mitzvah in another context, then this Maisa is choshev enough, it's significant enough, that you can recite a bracha on it. What's the example of that? The mitzvahs that we do on Yom Tov Sheni. What happens? We have a Yom Tov of Sukkot, a Yom Tov of Pesach, we recite Kiddush on Pesach, and then we recite the bracha l'achilas matzah, the bracha l'achilas mara. We recite a lot of birchas hamitzvah on the first night of Yom Tov. And then comes Yom Tov Sheni, and what do? We do it all again. In Chutz Laretz, we say Kiddush again, and we say al'achilas matzah again, al'achilas mara, all the brachas again. How can we do that? It's only a minig. The Gemara in Beitza says, why do we observe Yom Tov Sheni? Minig avoseinu v'yadeinu. It's a minig. So how can, according to the Rambam, if you don't make a bracha on a minig, so how can you recite the bracha l'achilas matzah? How can you say all of the brachas on the second day of Yom Tov? The answer is the Rambam holds that minig is a davar choshev. The actions that you're doing, the eating of the matzah, and the eating of the mora, and the reciting of Kiddush, those are dvarim chashuvim. Why? They have a Torah mitzvah to them. Because in another context, they're not a minig. On Yom Tov Rishon, they're not a minig, they're a mitzvah. So even on Yom Tov Sheni, where you're doing them because of the minig, they have the status of a mitzvah. They have the chashivas of a mitzvah. And because they have the chashivas of a mitzvah, you will recite a bracha on that, even if it's a minig. This is the sheet of the Rambam. When it comes to Halel on Rosh Chodesh, says the Rambam, Halel on Rosh Chodesh does not have the status of a mitzvah. Why? Because you never find the Halel of Rosh Chodesh in the context of a mitzvah. Why? Because Halel of Rosh Chodesh is only a half Halel. It's not a full Halel. So whenever you're Koreas a Halel B'diluk, says the Rambam, that doesn't have the status of a mitzvah. The mitzvah to read Halel is full Halel. But if you only have a half a Halel, like you have on Rosh Chodesh, that's not a Torah's mitzvah. That's not as choshev a Halel. And that's why you're not going to make a brach on it. That's exactly what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Chanukah. He says, "Avo barashay chadashim kriyas a halal minig ve'ena mitzvah." As opposed to when megomer es a halal mekomo sha'osin yomim tovim shnei yomim gomer es a halal be'echad ve'esim yom. On Sukkot and on Chanukah And on 2 days of Pesach, we're going to say the full Hallel. But Hallel Barashe Chadashim says the Rambam is minig ve'ena mitzvah u'minig zebetzibur lefikach korin bedilug ve'en mevarchin olav shein mevarchin al haminig. The Rambam says that because the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, that's why we read it bedilug, to distinguish between the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh and Hallel of Yom Tov, and that's why we don't make a bracha on it, because you don't make a bracha on any minig. What's the Rambam telling us? He's telling us the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is fundamentally different than the Hallel of mitzvah. And to show that it's different, we read Hallel Bedilug. We only read half a Hallel. Since we only read the half a Hallel, it doesn't have a Torah's mitzvah to it. And if it doesn't have a Torah's mitzvah, we're not going to make a bracha on such a Hallel. Obviously, the Ramah disagrees, and he says the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, even though it is a minig, we're still going to make a bracha on it. But this is the position of the Rambam, that Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, and therefore we only read it Bedilug, we read half Hallel, and we don't make a bracha on it, because this Hallel is only b'toras minig. There's no chashivas to it. There's no Torah's mitzvah. We don't find half Hallel anywhere in the context of a mitzvah. And that's why we're not going to make a bracha on that Hallel. This could be the answer to the Chacham Tzvi's kasha on the Mechaber in Hilchas Ner Chanukah. Again, the Chacham Tzvi asked if the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam when it comes to Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, if he says that you don't make a brach on the Hallel because it's only a minig, so why when it comes to lighting Ner Chanukah in Shul, which is also a minig, the Mechaber says that you should make a bracha on that minig? The answer is Hallel of Rosh Chodesh only has a Torah's minig to it. It's half Hallel. It doesn't have a Torah's mitzvah. It's not choshev enough. And that's why, according to the Rambam, you're not going to make a bracha on such a minig. But the minig to light Ner Chanukah in Shul, that's a chashiv a minig. Why? That minig has a Torah's mitzvah to it. Because the very same action that you do in shul, you do at home as a mitzvah the Rabbanan. So because the same action that you're doing as a minig, you also do as a mitzvah, then this action has a chashivus. It has an importance to it. And in such a case, even the Rambam would say that you make a bracha on it. Because the Rambam holds you can make a bracha, you can say v'tzivanu on a minig. It's just we're not going to do that because Chazal would never misaken a bracha on a minig if it's not a davar chashev. But a minig that's chashev, a minig that really has a Torah's mitzvah associated with it, a minig that involves a maisa, that in another context would be a maisa mitzvah, that kind of minig is chashev. And that kind of minig will taka get a bracha. So that could be why the Mechaber says that even though when it comes to Halal of Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to make a bracha because that minig is not a davar chashev, but the minig of lighting Neres Chanukah in Shul is a minig chashuv, because we do find exactly the same maisa in the mitzvah of lighting the Neres Chanukah at home. So since it's a minig chashuv, one recites a bracha on that hadlaka in Shul. I see a question in the chat. Let's just take a look. Do we say a bracha on half of Hallel? So we Ashkenazim do say a bracha even on half Hallel. We assume that even if it's a minig, we will say a bracha. That's what the Rambam assumes. We're talking within the Rambam and the Mechaber. But the Ashkenazim certainly will say a bracha even on half Hallel. Even on half Hallel, one will say a bracha. Doesn't the Rambam say, V'lamma mevarchan al yom tov sheni, v'heim lo teknu'u, elam b'nei asafik, kdei shizazlo? The Lashon of the Rambam there sounds like it's more of a takana. But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov, in Perek Aleph, the end of Perek Aleph, the Rambam does say that Yom Tov Sheni is a minig. So somehow, the Rambam assumes that Yom Tov Sheni really, really is a minig. Even though he uses a Lashon Tiknuhu, it sounds like he holds that it really is a minig. And nevertheless, you can make brachas on Yom Tov Sheni, probably because that's a minig choshev, since there's a Torah's mitzvah associated with all the maisim that you're going to do as a minig on Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, thank you very much. It was so nice seeing many of the fathers joined the Talmidim for Shia today. I hope that you enjoyed, and I wish you all a Freilich and Chanukah. Have a nice day.
Chag Sameach.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yoshua.